When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jay Harwood's special edition of Amazing Conversations with Mr. John Main. You know, John, I'll never going to forget who we traded for you in January 2006. For the Orioles, we got two players for you. And one of them, we traded two players. One of them was Chris Benson. Why is that important to me? Do you know?
I mean, I don't want to say. I think only because...
Let me make it easy for you. So Anna Benson, Chris's wife,
Anna Benson,
gave me a dog named Tiki, who I had for 15 years. So one day in the press box, they come over to me and Chris says, Anna wants to give you a gift. And all of a sudden, his dog starts barking. And so I'll never forget who we traded for to get John Main. You know, John, doing some research, you were a pretty good pitcher. I mean, in an era we had Glavin, Pedro, El Duque, Santana, you averaged about 10 wins a year from 06 to 2010. We got hurt the last 2 years. But, you know, 39, 32, 15-game season, 10-game season. People forgot how good you were.
Well, the new wave's coming up. You know what I mean? Younger people. I'm one of those guys that was you know, average playing, tried my best, but, I gave him my all. If I didn't get hurt, who knows what would have happened? But I did. I mean, that's sports. I mean, you know, that's life, but, you know, I appreciate it, but, I'm kind of, I'm now fading off into like, you know,
I think you deserve to be the forefront, Johnny. You pitched some really, really memorable games. Let me just start with 2006. You get called up that year. It's a rain delay. We're playing Houston. El Duque was supposed to start. And Willie basically says, we don't want to get El Duque hurt, but let's put John Maid out there in the rain. And what do you do?
So I remember that. So whether getting hurt or not, I thought El Duque came in, and I thought that he was sick.
Whatever it was.
We had an off day, so it was technically my fifth day. And then they're like, can you start? I'm like, I don't care. I'm ready to go.
So what'd you do that day, John?
I think that was my first complete game.
Complete game shutout.
Yeah. Okay. Shortly, my only one.
And then shortly after that, Willie puts you in a rotation. So in the course of 2006, 26 inning scoreless streak, most by Mr. Patsy Dwight as a rookie. And you just kept going and going, you know, 6-5. You know, people got to remember those 3 years, 06, 07, and 08. In 06, the Mets win 97 games, win a division. In 08, they win 88 games. And the next year, 89 games. You were pitching some pretty good ball teams those 3 years.
Yeah, and we were a good team. And, you know, I guess, unfortunately, kind of a – people might remember 2007, and then, you know, with just, I mean, but it was injuries. It was, you know, didn't make it 2007, 2008, more so with injuries for a lot of people. But, like I said, I mean, that's kind of sports. I mean, it's, you know, it happens.
Win the opening round of the playoffs, in 07, let me backtrack. So in September of 06, before the first playoff game with the Cardinals, with the Dodgers, rather, I was working with Willie in the outfields, and he said, and Pedro was hurt at this time. Well, Dookie's hurt. He can't start. What are we going to do? Let's start Main. You know, four third solid innings, you get a win to start the series over against the Dodgers. How big of a thrill was that, John?
Well, I think because I remember saying I was just glad that I was on the postseason roster. I didn't take anything for granted. I cherish it all. They asked me to start. I was like, well, of course I will. I'm not going to back down from it. No, win or lose. I mean, worst case scenario is what? You're going to lose. So, you know what I mean? So I was like, I was just happy to be part of it.
But and a step further, we're down 3-2 against the Cardinals in the league championship series. You're facing Chris Carpenter, just won a Cy Young the year before. You pitch 5 shutout innings, get us to game 7. I mean, right, you know, 2.8 ERA in the 2 games you pitch. Tough competition. Shea was rocking that year. What do you remember about that, those 2 series?
I just remember being a part of playoffs in New York City. It's memorable. That was my best memories, in the playoffs that year. But I guess just being blessed to be able to be a part of it, to be there, to help, you know, the Mets out and do what I can. I was just, I felt very fortunate and very blessed for it.
So, unfortunately, there's a downside to that series with the Cardinals.
Lost.
We lost. Yadi Molina hits a 2-run home in the 9th inning. But what did you think? I remember when, Andy Chavez made the catch, goes over the wall to bring, ball back. I would have bet my meager life salary we would have win that series, but we didn't win.
So I've never been a part. That was probably the most exciting play that I've been a part of, was when Andy made that catch. And I agree with you. Like, that momentum carrying over, I was like, there's no way that we're going to lose this game. But, credit to the Cardinals. I mean, they came out and they
finally retired, but and we had some opportunities to win. I think we had the bases loaded and one out. And in the 9th inning, we had 1st and 2nd and nobody out. We didn't score. And to this day, Cliff Floyd, Cliff, you should have bunted. But he did. But those were, again, the situation is a rookie thrust into the middle of a pennant race, pitching big games, big series. I mean, and people forgot, in your 8-year career, 46-30 and, 46 wins, almost 10 wins a year. And we had some great pitchers then, but you were probably the most steadiest pitcher on the mall during that time period.
Well, thank you. And, my goal was never, I was never going to Cy Young. I was never going to be in the Hall of Fame. I just wanted my goal, when I pitched, just to give the team the chance every single time. If we score 10, I just want to give up 9. If we score 2, give up 1. And that's the only thing, is just to, to just stay competitive every game, to not be out of any game. And that was just my goal. That was it.
So next year is even a better year, John. In 07, 15-10, I think I had 10 wins at the All-Star break. Should have been on the All-Star team.
Well, that was it. Yeah, I mean,
lousy PR guy, John.
So you got to understand, though, at that time, there was how many All-Stars were on that team? And there was much bigger names than me. Yeah. There was 7 or 8 or something like that. So, I never cared about it. Never bothered me. I did not care. So,
with threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You started off great, 4-0 in April, pitcher of the month against the Miami. Had a no-hitter through 6 innings. I think Cabrera broke it up in the 7th. And you just kept going and going and going. And then we go to September 29th, 2007. This is before Santana, no-hitter. Mets had never had a no-hitter. You go into the 8th inning, and a fellow named Paul Hoover, I never heard of before until then.
Oh, against the
gets a single tomorrow. Off you.
Yeah, yeah.
14
yeah, yeah.
strikeouts, 1 hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good.
It's all right. We won the game, though.
Yeah.
That's fine. We won the game.
We won the game, and we were pitching, keep our playoff hopes alive, and the next day, unfortunately, Miami got 7 runs in the 1st inning. And that wasn't that wasn't a good thing, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know, but John, looking back, I mean, how did you think you, what do you attribute your success to in New York? You know, the way you pitched, your style of pitching?
I gave it my all. And at the end of the day, if I won or lost, I mean, great. I was there to help the team. It wasn't about me. I love New York. I did not really mind. Like, you know, people say that some people can't play in New York because they get offended by comms. I didn't, that did not bother me as part of the job. Just went out there, did my best, win or lose. And that's what happens. I mean, you're going to win, you're going to lose some. I mean, and, you know, as long as you give it your all, that's all that you can do.
So you, Johnny, you retired in 13, right? With your last year. I mean,
officially, no, I don't know if you have to put papers in never, so I can maybe come back, but I can't throw anymore.
What are you, 41, 42 now?
42. Yeah.
Is it too late to come back? You know,
I can't throw anymore. You know, I had those two shoulder surgeries and it's just, I can underhand it. I mean, maybe that'll work.
What, Judge, I mean, tell us the fans, what did you do after you got out of the game? I knew you went back to coaching a little bit at your alma mater.
Yeah, so I coached a year at Charlotte, you know, played ball there. And after that, then I opened up a baseball facility in Charlotte. And then did that for 6-7 years. And then did well. We got a lot of kids into college. But, you know, I guess, you know, in a nutshell, COVID happened. We were a gym. All that kind of stuff happened. My wife, we just moved back to her hometown in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and then, you know, nothing since. So I want to start back up again. You know, that's the only thing I felt that I could reach the kids. And I love helping kids. I think that, you know, it was good connecting with them with baseball. It's just, you know, up here, there's not the amenities like there are down in Charlotte. So, yeah, I want to start something back up again and help kids.
I know you have three young daughters now, right, John?
Yep, 12, 10. And six.
Do you do a lot of coaching and stuff? Or
I do coach. Yes, I do basketball. I know nothing about it. I do coach. I help with their softball, things like that. I don't push them as much as I should. But yeah, they're all in it. My oldest one does volleyball. She loves it. My middle one is more of a basketball, softball person. And then, you know, and then my youngest one, you know, trying to get into T-ball. And basketball,
you're not a yeller.
I don't yell. I don't yell. My voice never really gets above like this. I don't yell. Mistakes happen. I don't yell. You know, as long as somebody hustles, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't yell for errors or anything. You know what I mean? I don't yell.
One thing when we spoke last week, I made a promise to you. You want to come to City and bring your daughters to a game next year, and we're gonna make that happen.
Yes, they would love it.
Do they know? Are they old enough to know how well you did when you were here, John, or not really?
No. They just know that I played, but they don't get it. They don't get it. And I never talk about it. Like, I've never been like that. I don't say anything. They just know that I played. But, you know, I think it'd be cool for them to go to the stadium, you know, where I played. And then, you know, have them see, like, you know, yeah, I played here, you know, in New York City, stuff like that. I think it might hit home a little bit more with him. But, no, I mean, they have no clue.
I mean, tell the people, like, what was it like when we had all those good teams? And, I mean, and it was 6, 7, and 8. How great was it? Shea was rocking all the time. It was crowded and fans were loud. It was a good place to pitch, right?
Yeah, nothing like it. I mean, it was awesome. And, again, the you know, New York City fans, like, I can't, I mean, and it's different than Philly fans. Phillies, they'll build you in a heartbeat, but I think New York, at least they kind of understand what's going on. It's the best place to play, good or bad. I mean, they're behind you. They want you to win, obviously, but good or bad, you know, they're behind you.
But I tell you what, looking back again, going back to the playoffs, I mean, for a young guy to step up, and we had all those really great pitchers, and you pitched two really big games in big situations. And I mean, that's something to remember your career by. I know you don't want to take credit for it, but to come in that spot and, you know, the team, you know, we were, you know, I just feel bad for Beltran, you know, that last strike, you know, I mean, unfortunately some fans make that his Mets career. We took the third strike and, you know, and that's really not fair to him.
It's not. It was a good curveball. I remember that. Right, it was a curveball. And I mean, you can't define one season, one loss by one pitch or one player or anything like that. That's not how it works. And yeah.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I mean, if you look at his 70-year career at the Mets, probably the best player contract. We his home runs, RBIs. He's on. Right. He was on the All-Star ballot this year. It's David Wright. You know, David. His injury. His career is shut by injuries. What was it like playing behind Beltran, Delgado, Wright, Reyes? You know, what was it like playing behind those guys?
I think that's also why 201. You know, a couple games here and there is because it was easy. I mean, when you have guys like that behind you, I mean, it's in. You know, I guess anybody in the big leagues, you know, is good. But, you know, when you have that kind of talent behind you and you're playing, it makes it easier, gives a little bit more confidence where if I made a mistake, those guys can, you know, they can, you know, they'll clean it up for you type of thing.
Joe, what do you remember about your first home run at Shea Stadium?
So I just remember the only thing I can say I remember was I was 0 for my first 26. Because, you know, I didn't hit in college, didn't hit with Baltimore. I was terrible. But then I hit it, and I don't know. I mean, they were shocked, but I was like, you know what? Long time coming. I was, you know, I thought it was going to be a pop fly to, left field. But I kept circling. I mean, I mean, other than just, I thought it was going to be an out. But it wasn't. I saw umpire signaling home run, so I just kept running.
Do you ever get back to New York at all before, or not really?
We come back a couple times. We've come back a couple times in Christmas time, which is maybe the worst time to kind of come to New York. But just being so busy with the girls, you know, with their sports and things like that, it's tough to kind of get away for a weekend. But we have to make time for it because, you know, I do want the girls. You know, New York is my favorite city, and it's my wife's favorite city. You know, we just got to – now that the girls are older, kind of understand, we got to get back.
You know what you could do? I think one thing, when they get back, they're going to see how good a pitcher their dad was. And for me, I've been with the Mets 40-plus years, and your career is probably the most underappreciated pitching career we've had with the Mets. I mean, look what you've done in pitching in big spots and big games and, you know, with a no-hitter, almost a no-hitter before Johan did. It's something to be proud of, John, what you did here.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. But I like being on the radar. You know what I mean? I like being in the background. I'm fine. Like I said, I was there. I was blessed to be there. I had a great time. Everyone with the Met, the coaches, you know, front office, you know, all of y'all were great. So, you know, I had a great time there. And I'm just, you know, like I said, thankful to that I was a part of
it. I wouldn't remember too, John. You never dodge anything. In the good times, the bad times, you're always by your locker. And you never ran away from the media and always faced the music. You know,
well, I mean, and you should. I mean, if I gave up 18 runs in a game, that's my fault, and I got to answer for it. You know what I mean? It's like I said, you win some, you lose some, but you just go out there and try to do your best. And that's the only thing that I, you know, try to do is give 100%.
So you promise me when you look at our schedule when it comes out, you give me a call and we'll show the family a good time, take some pictures and, you know, meet some different people, and you let your girl see what kind of a pitcher their father was. Promise me you can give me a call.
I appreciate it. Will do.
John, I appreciate your time, man.